Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It starts great bringing us back. Mark Knopfler on lead guitar there. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Peter Meyer. Peter's one of our smartest guys in our brain trust. 17-year member. He's been hanging out with us that long. He's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. You hear me reference that book quite often on the show when we're talking about other things with other people. It's one of my favorites. Peter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about a couple of different ways of thinking about problems. A tame problem, as you call it, things that are, we kind of know what the answer, how to solve the problem intuitively, quickly, without having to think about the tame problems. And then the wicked ones are the ones where the answer is not always the same every time, right?
The answer changes because you look at it. Because you try and solve it.
Well, but also because the circumstances change.
Well, that happens for sure.
Yeah.
But the key thing about a wicked problem is that you can expect the answer to change. So employee compensation, when you do employee compensation, that changes the equation immediately because it becomes a constantly moving target. That's a wicked problem.
Well, here's an example of a wicked problem to me. I've been trying to help my audience get this, understand this as something they need to deal with. Corporate America, everybody's having a hard time finding quality people these days. And so if you've got a key person, there's a company bigger than yours that's looking at that person. They're going to poach that person from you. If they ever get on the radar, they're going to poach them from you. And so what I've been trying to remind folks is, look at that person that you don't think you can do without, that you don't want to have to do without, and imagine what would be the most you would pay them if you had to pay them that to keep them. If they came back with and told you they had a better offer and you tried to match it, what would be the amount that you felt you could possibly go there with to keep them? Maybe that's what you need to pay them tomorrow. Now that's a wicked problem. Maybe hasn't happened yet, but I think it could happen. What do you think about that? How to solve that kind of a problem?
It is definitely a wicked problem, and just because you ask it, it is a problem. And then the question is: do you take action or not take action?
Mm-hmm.
When you do, it'll change the dynamic of compensation. When you don't take action, then you take the risk that you just described. And so it is definitely a good example of a wicked problem.
So as we move through the time continuum of business ownership, as you and I have, Peter, I'm in my, this go around, I'm in my 30th year. As we go through this time continuum and we deal with all these different things, do wicked problems 20 years ago, do we find a way to tame them? Is that how we survive? If we find a way to tame problems that we've had in the past, then whenever the new wicked problems come up, they're the only wicked ones we have to deal with. What do you think about that?
By definition, as soon as you solve a wicked problem, you have tamed it. And then it's going to change. So the key skill is not just to solve and sit, but to solve and grow. And to say, okay, I solved that one. Now, give me the next one. Now, give me the next one. Now, give me the next one. And to enthusiastically look for more wicked problems from which you can learn.
Well, and this is what you've taught us in the past about not just managing change, but leading change.
Absolutely correct. Well phrased.
That's what you just said.
And
as you taught us before.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Well put. Well put. So when you do that, then you have more grins from solving problems because it is satisfying. And you learn more, and that's satisfying. And then you solve problems and learn both at the same time. And that improves your business velocity. That improves your ability to get more revenue more quickly and get more time more quickly. Mm-hmm. And those are key things for sure.
And you say that the wicked problems are often where that is where the growth is, right? Because if they're tame, anybody can do that, right? I mean, people can read a book and get that, but or watch a video, right? But if they're wicked, your approach to that, to solving that problem, that's where the growth is, opportunity is, right?
Absolutely. That's where you can learn the most and move your business forward more quickly. And those are two good things to do, no question about it. And what's more, when you do those things, you set a standard for yourself, for your people, that this is the way we're going to operate. And that standard then helps them do a better job in the future. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win for you, without a question, when you decide to go after wicked problems and solve them enthusiastically.
Mm-hmm. So, Peter, I'm sorry, Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com. That's the website, right, Peter?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
And they can find your books there. Folks, you can find his articles there. Very smart stuff there. Is this article on your website now?
No, you are getting a preview of it. It'll go up on the website and in publication in a couple days.
All right, so folks, you're getting it before anybody else, as you always do. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.